Questions are already coming in for Henry Haupt over at the Secretary of State, Jesse White's office. Trust me, the lines are shorter here if you want to give us a call, 312-981-7200. Question about your driver's license renewal, real ID maybe, or commercial license, anything, vehicle sticker, your license plate. Henry, you have helped so many of our listeners, and thank you for coming back, giving us more of your time today. We totally appreciate you.
Thank you, Anna. I totally appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
All right, we're going to get to the calls in just a second, 312-981-7200. Anything kind of we just need to know right out of the gates here? Are the facilities largely open? I am hearing there are some long lines. I heard on Elston there were some pretty long lines lately. That's what they're seeing. Tell us what you know.
Yes, the vast majority of facilities are open statewide. We have a handful of facilities that are closed due to issues outside of our control. The James R. Thompson Center, the building itself, is closed. Therefore, our basement facility is not open. 69 West Washington, our express facility, due to the fact that building is closed by Cook County, our facility in that building is not open. One of our flagship facilities, Chicago West, at Laramie and Lexington, is closed because of road construction. There's some city sewer work right outside the building. And Midlothian closed recently because we had a positive COVID case with our employees. So as a result, that will be closed until April 22nd. But beyond that, all the facilities are open. And we, I wanted to just quickly highlight that, again, Secretary White has extended expiration dates for driver's licenses and ID cards until August 1st of this year, which is important. So if your license shows that it's expired on its face, it actually is not. It is valid until August 1st. And we strongly encourage everyone to go to our website, www.cyberdriveillinois.com, and consider utilizing our online services. We've greatly expanded them. If you're renewing your license plate sticker, you can do that online. A number of people qualify for a driver's license or ID card renewal online. Not everyone with a driver's license. If you've required to take a driving exam or a written exam, you would need to come in. But we just encourage people to consider utilizing our web services as a way to avoid the line, and those who absolutely must visit a facility then will encounter less traffic.
Okay. I was hearing that some people are traveling to different outposts like ours, like they were for vaccines, to try to find a place where there was the lines were shorter. But again, Henry can help you right here. You've helped so many of our listeners. Let's go to the phones, Henry. You ready? Ready to take some calls?
I am, absolutely.
Tracy, you're on WGN. You got a question for Henry?
Yeah, hi, I do. Henry, we renewed our vehicle sticker online like we always do in January, early January, and we have yet to receive that vehicle sticker. So, you know, the one sitting on our car is now long expired. And my husband's tried to call and get through a few times. Any ideas when those stickers are coming? Is there a backlog on those too?
No, there is not. So what I would like to do, I don't want you to give me your phone number on the line, but if you could share that offline with Pete, we could look into that. It sounds like perhaps it just did not get to your home from the mail. I appreciate that call, Tracy, because we are not experiencing a backlog on sticker transactions. In fact, those have gone through the roof online. So we definitely want to get you taken care of.
Okay, that is good to know. All right, good luck, Tracy, with that. It sounds like you'll get it all taken care of. It's good to know, too, there isn't a backlog, because that may help people, too. Let's get Brian in here. Brian, go ahead. You're on WGN. Got a question for Henry Haupt.
I do, Henry. Thank you very much. So my driver's license is up for renewal the end of June, and I know they're extended until August 1st. My problem is that I'm going to be out of the state from about June 1st until about the middle of August. I thought I could maybe renew my license online, but it says I'm not eligible for that this year. Can I go into a local facility and renew my driver's license before I go out of town?
Oh, you absolutely can. Generally speaking, a person can renew their driver's license within 1 year of its expiration date. And I understand why you would want to renew your license, because you're going to be out of state. I would say Secretary White did send a bulletin, not just to Illinois law enforcement, but nationwide. And I know many other states are extending their driver's license expiration dates as well. But, Brian, I fully understand why you would want to renew your license beforehand. If I could just quickly ask you, 4 years ago, did you possibly take advantage of Safe Driver renewal? Did you renew online? Do you recall?
I did. I did not. And the only thing I can think of is I do have a real ID now. Would that have affected it in any way?
If you have a real ID, that should not have affected it in any way. If we could use you as a test case, maybe you could leave your number with Pete and we could look into why you're not eligible to renew online. That would be really helpful for us, too.
Awesome.
Okay, I can do that.
How's that sound? Okay, Brian.
Great.
Let's connect
you
with Pete there, and then we'll get that sorted, hopefully, for you. Hey, you said that the driver's license and ID cards expiration now is August 1st. Real ID, when are you starting to need that at the airports? Because didn't they move that, too? Do you know the answer to that?
I do. The federal government, the United States Department of Homeland Security, extended the expiration date for the National Real ID Act until October 1st of 2021. I would say this, Secretary White has joined the National Governors Association, the travel industry, among others, in requesting another extension on Real ID given the year-long pandemic. Mm-hmm. They have not contacted us or announced an extension, but our hope is that they would consider it given that the highly unusual situation that the pandemic has caused driver's license issuing agencies throughout the country.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones just a moment. We have to pause. And more with Henry Hout from the Secretary of State, Jesse White's office. He'll answer your questions. He always does. He's helped so many of our listeners. 312-981-7200. Back to the phones and Henry in just a moment here on WGN. Lots of questions for Henry Hout over at the Secretary of State, Jesse White's office. Let's go to the phones. Dennis, go ahead. You're on WGN. Got a question for Henry.
I do. My license expired this past December. The only problem is I can't go online because I need to do a vision test. So I was wondering if they ever gave any thought to maybe skipping the vision for maybe 4 more years with all this craziness going on, or even doing a license that's good for 2 years, hopefully in 2 years things have settled down, and go for the test.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dennis. And we had, as you said, skipped the vision screening, and that's something we continue to do. Have you tried to see if you're eligible to renew online?
I did go online. I think they said I cannot do it online.
All right. You could be another test case for me if you wouldn't mind leaving your call number with Pete. We would like to look into that and see exactly why you're not eligible to renew online, so we can share that with you, and if you should have been, then we can fix that.
All right.
Sure. Glad to do it.
That sounds like a good deal, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. Good luck
with everything. Henry, any reasons why that you can think of? Because I'm due for the vision test, too, and I know you have waived it. So I was going online. I think you need your PIN number, though. They keep asking for PIN. And I no longer have that little envelope because I thought I had to go in to see you. So in the time, I'm like, oh, I'm not allowed to renew online, so I lost the PIN. Do you need that?
You do. You absolutely need the PIN number. That's how we're doing this is 90 days prior to your driver's license expiration date, we're mailing letters. And we, number one, the purpose is to remind you that you have a driver's license expiring in 90 days. And number two, if you qualify for online renewal, it will give you your required PIN number. And it's unique to you. And you can still obtain the PIN number. You can go online and look for a phone number to call. I do understand that a number of people are calling our phone lines as well. And even though we have two distinct call centers, they are quite busy. So I fully understand the frustration that people have when they're unable to get through. But we do require the PIN number to prevent fraud. The last thing we want anyone to have happen to them is to become victims of identity theft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you on that. Let's go to the phones again. Leanne, you're on WGN. Your question for Henry.
Hi, guys. Listen, I think Dennis kind of answered my question. I also have the vision test that's being required. I did put in the PIN, and it's saying that I have to do it.
Okay.
Can I be another test case?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Please, we would like to do that.
I love that, Leanne. The test case, we love it because you're helping everybody and saving people so much time. And we appreciate you, Henry, because I know a lot of folks have had frustration. I actually have a text here I want to read to you. 847, I only need the eye test for renewal. Won't allow me to renew online. Partially handicapped and have an autoimmune disease. I really don't want to stand in those lines. Is there anything I can do? Is that someone we need to connect with you? Is there anything else you can do if you have some sort of medical reason why you would not be able to stand in line?
Yeah, and that could be a unique reason why a person might have to renew as well, or might not be eligible for online renewal, depending on what their condition is. Mm-hmm. Some conditions would require renewal at a facility, depending on what that might be, and I don't want to speculate.
Yeah, right. I hear you there. Well, maybe we'll pull that aside, too, and try to see what we can, if we can connect you guys as well. Let's go back to the phones. Elaine, you've been on hold for a little while. Sorry about that, but go ahead. Your question for Henry Help.
Hi, my husband passed away, and we have garaged his car. Nobody's driving it. And I was just wondering, do I still have to buy a sticker for that car? Or when the time comes that somebody does want to use that car, will I be penalized for not having one for a couple of years?
So first off, my condolences to you. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you.
Let me just make sure I understand. You have a vehicle in your garage that you're not planning on driving anytime soon.
That's correct.
And you need, eventually, though, you plan on driving it. And so then at that point in time, you would purchase a sticker.
And they won't penalize me for not having it for a couple years?
You would be penalized because you own the vehicle with a license plate. And so the state law would require you to renew that each and every year. What you would have to do is you would essentially have to forfeit the license plate.
Okay. Should I take that somewhere right now?
Let me, if we can have someone from Vehicle Services contact you, they might be able to help you so you don't have to go into a facility.
All right, let's connect you, Elaine. That sounds like a good offer. Let's try to get that off your plate. And again, we're sorry about your husband, but hopefully we can get this little problem sorted out for you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Enjoy the day. Let's try to get Tony in here. Tony, go ahead. You're on WGN.
How you doing, Henry? I got a question. I have a CDL. Now, I have no moving violations. I know usually if you have a moving violation, they want you to take all the testing over again. I have zero moving violations. I was wondering if that's something you could do online, too, is renew a CDL. It's up in November.
Oh, yes. CDLs, most CDLs cannot be renewed online. There are a handful. Do you have a hazmat designation?
I do not. I have no endorsements except air brakes and clamping.
Oh. Yes, you actually might qualify then, Tony. Most people, if you have an endorsement with a hazmat or something that the federal government would require additional proof for education, then you cannot renew online. But in your case, if you have just a standard CDL and you have a clean record of the preceding 4 years,
yes,
and you didn't use safe driver renewal prior to that, then you should potentially qualify.
Okay, now when would I be able to actually go in and try to get a PIN and try to do that? 6 months, I think I heard it the last time.
When does your license expire?
On November 19th.
You would get a letter 90 days prior to your expiration.
Okay.
And it would contain your PIN number.
Okay, well, that's going to be past the August 1st date, though, correct?
Yes, but are you saying your license is currently expired? Or it expires November of this year?
This year, Henry, yes.
Yes, so your license isn't expired, so you're not in the same camp as a lot of people who are currently holding a license that's presently expired.
Gotcha.
Which is why we extended it to August 1st. In your situation, you're not expiring, fortunately, your license or your CDL until November.
Right.
So the hope is that you will receive a letter with your PIN, and then you could just renew it online.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate the information.
Thank you.
Good luck, Tony.
Excellent question.
It is a lot of good questions, and unfortunately, we're out of time for questions, Henry, but we always have so many when you come on, and we appreciate your time. Remind us, though, we are getting a couple people say, hey, what is that website? Where do I go? Where do I go to answer some of these questions?
It's www.cyberdriveillinois.com.
Henry, I hope you'll come back again. You really do us a favor, all of us and our listeners, and we appreciate you big time. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you so much, Anna, and I appreciate you, and thank you for the opportunity again.
Say hello to Jesse White for us, okay?
I will absolutely do that. Thank you.
All right. Henry helped there. Kind of him to lend a helping hand to our listeners. He's been doing that for quite some time. So good to try to get some of your questions answered. And we'll do it again because we've got a ton of texts and calls from you. And I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of them.